morning, good morning, good morning. Come on now. Just begin to magnify the Lord with me. Come on now. Just begin to magnify the Lord with me. Hallelujah. We bless your name, oh God, we bless your name. We bless your name, oh Lord, we bless your name. We bless you, we bless you. Father, we bless you. Father, we declare and decree, less of us, more of you, none of us, all of you. Father, think through my mind, speak through my vocal cords, that none of your word would fall to the ground. And Father, we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Now, devil, we serve you notice. We serve you notice that the blood of Jesus, the word of God, the purpose of Elohim, it's against you. It's against you. I'm going to say it again. It's against you. Hallelujah. It's against you. Hallelujah. High glory. Anything coming against your peace, anything coming against your finances, anything coming against your health, anything coming against, high glory, your employment, your business, your ministry, the blood of Jesus is against it. High glory. The blood of Jesus is against it. Oh, I'm going to say it again. The blood of Jesus is against it. And the devil cannot come through the blood. He cannot come through the blood. He cannot come through the blood. Come on now. He cannot come through the blood. I go, come on now. I'm prophesying to you. Once you're covered by the blood, the devil cannot touch you. Oh, my God. He can't shot. Woo, because without the shedding of blood, there was no remission of sin. So whatever is covered by the blood, there is no sin. And the devil has no attachment to where there is no sin. Oh, my God. Come on now. Woo. The Bible says where sin abounds, grace much more abounds. So come on now. I'm trying to get something. Somebody's going to get this. Stop being sin conscious and be God conscious. Oh, my God. Woo, my God, my God, my God, my God. Come on now. Father, we bless you. Father, right now I declare and decree from the north, south, east, and west that your sons and daughters, they will prosper and be in health even as their soul prospers. Father, I declare and decree right now who that your sons and daughters, oh my God, oh my God, financial breakthrough, oh my God, oh my God, my God, mm-mm-mm. There's a business, there's a ministry that applied for some grants. You've been waiting for some grants to come in. I just heard grants approved in Jesus' name. Come on now, you better get it. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Come on now. Woo, my God, you better get it. Come on. Grants approved. Woo. Free money approved. Oh, come on now. Approved. 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 Oh, come on now. Approved. Oh, my God. It's approved. It's approved. Woo, my God. Contracts approved. Oh, my God. Applications approved. Woo, my God. Approved. 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 Woo, my God. My God. I'm going to type this up. Oh, my God. I'm going to type this. All glory. It's approved. It is so. Come on now. You better get that word. Come on now. You better receive that word. It's approved. It is so. Come on now. It's approved. It is so. Come on now. Now listen, share the broadcast. Let your people know that the word's coming forth. That a word that's going to, oh my God, activate the power of all in their life has been activated. Ooh, ooh my God, my God, my God, oh my God. Oh my God. Somebody's going to get this today. Oh my God. Come on now, you better get it. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Oh, somebody's going to get this today. Ooh, so listen, I want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daybreak with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the Word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it's going to be the Word. Because the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then it says, well, that was John chapter 1, verse 1. In John chapter 1, verse 12, it says, to as many as received him, the word, to them he gave them his power. Come on, the power of all. To them he gave his power to become the sons of God. Sons of God think like the Father. Oh, come on now. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Come on. You better get this. Sons of God think like the Father. Sons of God think like the Father. All right. All right. So listen, let's go to the Word. Amen. Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And we'll be ever so careful to give you the glory, honor, and praise. In the priceless and matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Oh, glory. Woo, my God, my God. Oh, my God. Here we go. Okay, so now. We've been teaching about this power of all. Let me just put the banner, the power of all. The power of all. Come on now, someone type, I have the power, it is so. Come on now, I have the power, it is so. I have the power, it is so. Come on now. Now listen, when you really begin to walk in the understanding of the power of all, that's right, you've got the power. There we go, Missy Peace. There we go, Chet and Martha. Good morning, good morning. This is, you have the power, you have the power. The power of all is all through scripture, and the Lord is trying to get something to us. He's, oh my God. He's been trying to get this to us, that when you begin to walk in this power of all, you begin to walk in your true nature. Okay, I'm going to say it again. Ah, glory. There we go. There we go. I'm going to type it right here. When you walk in the power of all, you are walking in your true nature. Come on now. When you walk in the power of all, you're walking in your true nature. Come on. I'm gonna put it up there. When you walk in the power of all, you're walking in your true nature, okay? See, Michael Jackson used to sing that song, Human Nature, but that's not your true nature. Oh, my God. See, I'm trying to get something to you. I'm trying to get you to open up your mind today. Open up your understanding. The Bible says wisdom is the first thing, therefore get wisdom. And with all of When you walk in the power of all, you're walking in your true nature, your true nature, your true. Now remember, okay? Okay. Thank you, Sister Missy. I'm going to go ahead and go there because I'm listening that your spirit is just, yeah, glory. There was a power surge in you, Sister Missy. Okay. Woo! In your true. Nature. Okay. Now. Okay. All right. So let's go to, let's take a look at your true nature. John chapter 4. Then we're going to go to Acts chapter 2. Okay. John chapter 4. Then Acts chapter 2. For time's sake. Amen. All right. So now, John chapter 4. And let's go to verse 16. Now, this is where Jesus, okay, Father, lesson me more of you, know me, all of you, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords. In Jesus' mighty name. This is where Jesus meets the woman at the well, okay? And he says, Jesus said to her, go call your husband to come hither. And the woman said, I have no husband. And Jesus said unto her, you have said well, I have no husband. For you have had five husbands, and the one whom you with right now is not thy husband, in that you said truthfully or truly. The woman said unto him, sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshiped in this mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus said to her, woman, believe me, the hour comes when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship and you know not what. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour comes and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father. Here we go. Shall worship the what? Father. Remember I said, sons think like the Father. Shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God, high glory, is a spirit, capital S. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So he says, God, now remember, your true nature is not human, okay? Your true nature is not of the earth. Jesus said, you're in the world, but you're not of this world. Oh, come on, somebody. Oh, my God. God is a spirit. Okay, so that means now, Genesis chapter 1, let us create man. Let us create Adam. Let us create our offspring, our sons. Let us create man in our what? Image and after our what? Likeness. So he's made out of the same substance and he can act just like us. Psalms 82, I have said you are gods. You are gods. Woo, that's right, Sister Missy. You are gods, and we are all children of the Most High. Okay, I got to show you that. Before we go to Acts chapter 2, go right here. Psalms 82. Come on now. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Come on now. I receive it. It is so. We got to go to Psalms 82 real quick. High glory. Here we go. Psalms 82, verse 6. Okay, Psalms 82, verse 6. Come on now, Psalms 82, verse 6. Come on, get this, come on. Here we go. But I have said, I've already spoken, okay? You are God. This word God's right here is Elohim, small e, rulers, judges, angels. God-like ones. Woo! All right. And it says divine one. So I am a divine one. I am the offspring of the divine one. I'm a little divine one. Oh, my God. I have said you are present tense. Okay. R represents right now. You are. That's who you are. I am a little Elohim. I am a divine one. And all, here we go. And all, oh my God, there's the power of all. And all of you are children of the Most High, El Elyon. Oh my God, my God. There it is again. The power of all. See, when you understand who you are and where you came from, see, you got Hurakasha. Woo, my God, you are a spirit first. You possess a soul or the mind of God when you're walking in the mind of God. And it's housed inside a three-dimensional shell that can operate in the earth. Woo, you are a son. That's right, Sister Missy. Someone type it right now. I'm a son. I'm just like him. I'm a son. I'm just like him. Oh, come on now. Woo, my God. So I have said you are God and all of you, all together, the whole. Woo, now when you go to Acts chapter 2. Woo, my God, my God. Oh, my God. Are you getting something this morning? Oh, come on, come on. Get here, get here, get here. And when the day, and when the day, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all, oh my God, whoo, my God, oh my God. They didn't, when they were in that room, they were not walking in their humanity. They were walking in their divinity. Oh my God. Someone type, I'm a son, it is so. So you're going to get this today. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord. What does this one accord mean, this phrase with one accord? This homothematon of God, it means with one passion, with one mind. Woo, they were with one passion, with one mind. They were waiting for the promise and the power and the fire. They were waiting for the promise and the power. They were waiting for the promise and the power. They were waiting for the promise and the power. They were waiting for the promise and the power. Woo, let me just put that. Woo, they were waiting for the promise and the power. Oh my God, my God. You better get this today. Come on, you better get this today. Woo, my God, my God, my God. You better get it. They were waiting. They were waiting. Woo, my God, for the promise and the power. Woo, my gosh. You better get this. See, I'm trying. I'm just showing it. See, I'm showing you in the word so that way there can be no debate. Okay? They were in the upper room waiting in one place, in one mind, in one purpose, with one passion, waiting for the promise and the power. Woo, my God. And they were all in one place, okay? And suddenly there came a sound from where? Heaven. This is how we know it was the power of God. It was the promise of God. Woo, because it didn't come. Oh. It didn't come from the earth, it came from heaven. It didn't come from outside of the room, it appeared. Oh my God. The portal of heaven, the portal of the kingdom of heaven opened up in the room where they were waiting on the promise and the power. Woo, my God. In one passion, in one mind. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. Woo! And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like fire, and it sat on every one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with tongues as the Holy Spirit gave utterance. Okay, we got to stop right there for today. Because they were in one place with one passion, in one mind, it activated the portal of the promise and the power of God in heaven. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm just trying to break this down to you. I want you to get this today, that today you're getting the understanding and the revelation, how glory, that when you get in alignment, when you get in agreement with the purpose and the mind and the promise of God, you open up the door that activates the power of all in your life. Woo, my God. Hey, Father, I thank you. Hey, Tedabakosha. Woo, my God. Come on now, you better get there. Come on now, someone praying in the Holy Ghost. Hey, Brokosha. Oh, my God. Father, I thank you right now that we are here. We are with one passion and one mind. We are all together whole. Woo, we are in one accord with one mind in one place. Now fill us with the power and the promise. Lord, fill us with the power and the promise. Oh, come on, somebody. Someone type, fill me. It is so. Come on now. Come on, someone type it right now. Fill me. It is so. Now listen. How do you solidify the activation of the promise and the power in your life by doing what the word says? He says, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your mind, your soul prosper. Why? Because when you tap into the mind of God, when you get into agreement with the mind of God, because the Bible says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Now you're not debating about sowing seed. You're just in agreement with the mind of God, with the purpose of God. And now you're walking in the power and the promise of God, because the Bible says seed time and harvest shall not cease. God's kingdom is built on seed time and harvest time, sowing seed and reaping a harvest. Now, how can you do this? You can do it a couple of ways. You can use the ministry, RMI, and you can use our PayPal. You can use that QR code right there, and you can use your phone and scan it and click on it. And so go there and sow your seed. Now, listen, I need everyone that can. Amen. Listen, we're trying to get things done. I'm already in preparation for the next in-person service. Amen. If you receive something from the in-person service, someone type, woo, it is so right now. Come on now. Woo, my God. That the service, the in-person service was so powerful. Why? Because we opened up a portal. We opened up a door. We activated the power of all. Woo, my God. Hey, Rokosha. No. So use the 8888. For those that can do the 188-88, or those that can do the 224 seed or the 2024 seed, do it today. Use the PayPal or the ministry or the Zelle at Restored, MININTL at Gmail. You can use the church cash app at $RestoredMI. And you can also go to the website, and we have another PayPal link there at RestoredMinistriesINT.org. Now, when you do that, you're activating the power of all. You're activating the power and the promise of God in your life. He says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. That seed time and harvest is the power and the promise of God. Oh, I'm trying to get this to you. Woo, my God. Oh, my God. See, Hikeshe. Woo, my God. The devil's been trying to trick you, glory, that you're just sowing money earthly, glory, on the earth. No, when you sow your seed, when you're operating in seed time and harvest, you're operating in the power and the promise of Genesis 8:22. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Paul said, the promises of God in him. See, you must be in alignment in him. The promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen. It is so. So sow your seed. High glory. Woo, the ministry is in need today. Sow your seed. Hallelujah. And Paul said, and my God shall supply all, there it is, all of your need. See, when you sow seed, now listen, when you sow seed, according to Paul, he said, and my God. Now I'm doing what it said in Ezekiel, hallelujah, chapter 44, Well, he says, the terumah. Now we're going to talk about the terumah. Ezekiel 44. He says, and the first of all first fruits of every oblation or terumah shall be the priest. You shall also give unto the priest the first of your dough, that he, the priest, may cause, may speak the promise and the power of the blessing in your life, and it'll rest in your life. How do we do that? By going and sowing directly into the hand of the priest of this ministry. I am the priest of this ministry. You can use my Cash App at $MD Bryant. If you want to use your bank account and go from your account straight into my account, you can use my Zelle at michael@rtuproductions.com. Or you can use my PayPal at pastormicheldbryant@gmail.com. But for those of you that can use my Cash App, do it right now. I need five people to sow $188.88 or the $224 seed today. Amen. Why? Because the Bible says, because Paul said, because you sowed into my necessity, I'm speaking the blessing, I'm speaking the promise, and my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Father, right now, I declare and decree the promise and the power of all. Father, as they sow seed, you said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. You said, and my God shall supply all of their need. Father, I speak the 100-fold, the 60-fold, and the 30-fold in their life right now in the name of Jesus. Devil, I declare notice against you that the blood is against you. You cannot touch their finances. You cannot touch their mind. You cannot touch their power in Jesus' mighty name. Now, listen, I want to thank everyone for joining in. Don't miss tomorrow's broadcast. We're going deeper into the power of all. Be blessed.